愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上我们厄班教会安排是敬老会。
This morning we have a tribute to the elders.
在敬老会之前我想从圣经跟大家学习一个人物。
So before we have the tribute, we'll study one biblical character together.
就是加勒。
That is Caleb.
我们现在看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的十四章。
Joshua chapter 14。
约书亚记十四章。
Joshua chapter 14。
十四章的第十节。
Verse 10。
自从神对摩西说这个话的时候，神照着他应许我的，使我存活这四十五年，期间以色列人在旷野行走，看了我现在八十五岁。
Verse 10, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said.These 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now here I am this day, 85 years old.
加勒在提到第十节这一句话的时候，他八十五岁。
So when Caleb spoke the words recorded in verse 10 here, he was 85 years old.
然后他回想四十五年前，就是他四十岁的时候。
He was thinking back to when he was 40 years old.
神怎么对待他？
How God has treated him.
在约书亚在加勒的一生里面，
During Caleb's life,
我们要从四句话来看这个人。
We can use four sentences to look at this person.
一句话是神对加勒的评论。
The first sentence is God's comment about Caleb.
那另外三句话是加勒本身讲的话。
And the other three sentences are spoken by Caleb himself.
我们在这个世界上，很多人都很注重自己的形象。
So in this world, a lot of the people care a lot about their own reputation.
因为这个形象代表我们一个人的价值。
Because this reputation reflects our value.
但是当我们开始接受信仰。
But once we have begin to believe and have a faith,
我每一天都活在神的面前。
Every day we live in front of God.
我们还有另外一种形象。
We have another reputation.
就是神怎么看我们。
That is how God sees us.
这个形象是最重要的。
This reputation is the most important of them all.
圣经里面在描写主耶稣的玛利亚的母亲玛利亚。
In the Bible, when it describes Jesus'Mother Mary.
她说她是蒙大恩的女子。
And it says that she was a blessed woman.
那圣经在描写但以理，她说是大蒙眷爱的。
And when the Bible describes Daniel, it says that Daniel was beloved by God.
那在圣经的描写大卫，她说是合神心意的人。
And the Bible describes David, it says that David was a man after God's heart.
那神怎么在描写这个加勒呢？
And so how does God describe Caleb?
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
约书亚记十四章第九节。
Joshua chapter 14, verse 9.
当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地，定要归给你跟你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从主你的神。
Verse 9, so Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance, your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God.
在四十岁的时候
At age 40,
神从天上看加勒
When God was looking at Caleb from heaven,
用一句话来描写他
He used this sentence to describe Caleb.
他是专心跟从神的一个人
That he had wholly followed the Lord.
什么叫做跟从神
？What does it mean to follow the Lord？
跟从神就是神走在前面。
To follow the Lord means to have God walk in front of you。
我走在后面跟着他走。
And I walk behind the Lord。
那什么是专心
？So what does it mean to do it wholeheartedly？
就是前面只有神。
That is, you only have God in front of you.
没有任何一个目标让我分心。
There's nothing that distracts me from my one goal.
所以加勒活到四十岁。
So when Caleb was at the age of 40,
我们当中很多人已经超过四十岁。
And many of us are over 40 years old.
神对他的评论就是他一生很专心跟从我。
God's description of Caleb was that he wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
这个就是我们今天的一个目标。
And this is a goal for us today.
要专心跟从神。
That we must wholeheartedly follow the Lord.
好，那在加勒的一生里面，他讲三句话，让我们来看，从这个三句话来看出他的生活有三个很重要的特性。
And Caleb also said three sentences that tells us the spiritual characteristics of his life.
第一句话。
The first sentence.
我们来看生命记。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
民数记啊。
Let's look at Numbers.
民数记是三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记是三章的三十节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
是三章的三十节。
Chapter 13, verse 30.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
Verse 30, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well above to overcome it.
第一个加勒的心态就是在最困难的环境里面，他的想法总是很正面。
So Caleb had a very positive attitude no matter how difficult the situation.
我们一生都会遇到很多的困难。
We will encounter many difficult situations in our lives.
很多的困难有时候是超过我们所能够解决的。
And many of these difficulties are beyond what we can deal with by ourselves.
因为很多的变数不是我们一个人所能够掌控的。
Because there are many variables that's beyond our control.
所以当我们面对很多的困难，我们不愿意遇到的事情发生的时候，
When we encounter difficulties and things we do not want to encounter,
就会有很多的负面思想跑到我们心里面。
We often have many negative thoughts.
那这个负面思想如果充满着我，带领着我们，可能我们做出很多负面的决定。
If we are occupied by these negative thoughts and becomes we start to follow these negative thoughts, we'll make many negative decisions.
那如果这个负面再继续占领我们的心，可能我们就变成忧郁症。
If this negativity continues to occupy our hearts, then we might have depression.
到最后可能跑去自杀。
And it might lead to suicide.
但是对一个有信仰的人来说，
But for a person with faith,
在一个最困难的环境里面，
In the most difficult situations,
我们的思想总是正面的。
Our thoughts should be always positive.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有一个神。
Because we have God.
所以我们的思想应该是正面的。
So we should have positive thoughts and thinking.
加勒在这里讲说，我们立刻上去，我们一定能够得胜。
Here, Caleb said that we must go up at once, and we should be able to overcome it.
因为以色列百姓走到迦南地旁边。
At this time, the Israelites had arrived at the land of Canaan.
神本来就叫他们要进去了。
God had already commanded them to enter the land.
那他们就要求神求你先让我们去看看。再来想要不要进去。
But they asked God to allow them to go and take a look before they decide to go in.
所以他们就差遣十二个探子进到迦南地去看。
So they sent in 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
那他所看到的迦南地，如果从十三节来看，十三章的二十三节来看。
If we look at chapter 13, verse 23.
说一串葡萄两个人抬着。
That one cluster of grape will require two people to carry.
那是一块极美的地，是牛奶与蜜之地。
This is a land flowing with milk and honey.
非常好一块地。
This is a very beautiful land.
那二十八节他就提到，但是那里面的人很强盛。
But verse 28 mentions that the people there are very strong.
那城也很坚固。
The cities are very fortified.
那特别提到一族叫亚纳族人。
and especially mentioned the descendants of Enoch.
所以有非常好的应许给他们，但是也有很大的困难在那里。
So there is a very wonderful promise there, but there is also a great obstacle they must overcome.
结果这个十二个人里面有十个人就很灰心。
Out of the 12 spies, 10 of them were discouraged.
说我们没有办法得胜啊。
They didn't think they could overcome.
我们跟他比，我们很小。
Compared to them, we're tiny.
所以就讲很多让人虐灰心气馁的话。
So they spoke many words that caused people to be discouraged.
大部分的百姓都在哭啊，为什么带我们出埃及呢？我们要回去吧。
So most of the Israelites began to cry out loud, "Why did you lead us out of Egypt? Let us return."
但是只有两个人态度很积极。
But there are only two of them who are very positive.
就是加勒跟约书亚。
Who are Caleb and Joshua?
他说我们马上去。
He said, "Let's go up at once."
我们足能得胜。
And we will be able to overcome it.
那为什么只有这两个人他的看法这么不同呢？
Why is it that only these two people had a such different perspective?
主要是在他们跟从神的这过去几十年里面，对神有体验，对神有认识。
And this is because in the 10 some years they have followed the Lord, they have experienced God and they understand God.
我们来看申命记第一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
申命记第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
是三十一节。
Verse 31.
你们在旷野路上行路，也曾看见神主你的神抚养你们，如同抚养儿子一般，一直等到你们来到这地。
Verse 31, in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as man carries his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place.
怎么出埃及?
How did they leave Egypt?
神降十个灾, 让法老的心软下来。
God sent down 10 plagues and softened the heart of the Pharaoh.
神让红海分开, 让他们走干地。
God parted the Red Sea so they can cross over on the dry land.
但是没有东西吃怎么办?
But what happens when they did not have any food to eat?
神从天上降玛纳给他们吃。
God sent down manna for them to eat.
每天早上都有玛纳。
Every morning they have manna.
每天都有新的恩典。
Every day they have renewed blessings.
那没有水喝怎么办？
What happens when they do not have water to drink?
从磐石可以流水出来。
God brought forth water from a rock.
这是不可能变成可能的。
These are impossible things that became possible.
那路不晓得怎么走怎么办？
When they lost their ways, what do they do?
神用云柱火柱来带领。
God guided them with a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire.
这些每天对神的经验给他们有极大的信心。
So their daily experience with God gave them much faith.
只要神跟我们同在。
As long as God is with us.
只要神带领我们的路。
As long as God guides our path.
再大的困难都可以解决。
We can overcome the greatest of difficulties.
所以圣经里面讲正面的思维跟一般人在讲正面的思维不一样。
When the Bible talks about positive thinking, this is different from what other people talk about positive thinking.
圣经里面讲正面的思维是指着神无所不能，只要他愿意，一切都可以完成。
The positive thoughts in the Bible refers to knowing that God is almighty and nothing is impossible in him.
今天我们活在这个神的带领之下。
And today we live under the guidance of this God.
罗马书里面描写亚伯拉罕所拜的神。
Romans recorded the God of Abraham.
是让死人复活的神。
This is a God that resurrects the dead.
是没有变成有的神。
This is a God that can make something out of nothing.
所以亚伯兰将近一百岁。
When Abraham was almost 100 years old.
有可能一百岁的人会生孩子呢？
Is it possible for a 100-year-old man to conceive a son?
所以圣经说他的肉体好像死人一样。
The Bible says that in his flesh he was like a dead man.
但是因为神对他有这个应许。
But because God had this promise for him,
所以他相信一定可以实现。
He believed that this would come true.
就在一百岁，他得了一个独生的儿子。
So a hundred years old, he received his only son.
这个就是正面的思想。
This is positive thinking.
只要是合神旨意的，我们所遇到任何一个困难都可以克服。
As long as it is according to God's will, we can overcome any difficulty.
所以加勒在他八十五岁的时候，他回想到四十岁的时候。
So when Caleb was 85 years old, he thought back to when he was 40 years old.
他真的是神给他很大的信心。
And truly, God has given him great faith.
那今天这个对我们来讲是什么意思
？So what does this mean to us today?
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to Corinthians 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
啊，哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
12节。
Verse 12.
第一章12节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭神的圣洁跟诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。这里保罗提到我们基督徒一个很重要的生活态度。
And here Paul described a very important attitude we should have as Christians.
不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
Now we do not rely on fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
这个不是说人不需要努力。
This doesn't mean that we should not work hard ourselves.
我们还是需要努力。
We still should work hard.
但是在我们心里的最深处，我们所依靠是天上的神。
But in the depth of our heart, we rely only on God.
我们相信我们做不到的，神会补足。
We believe that whatever we are not able to accomplish ourselves, God will help us.
我们相信我们软弱的时候，神会加添力量。
We believe that when we are weak, God will give us strength.
我们相信我们孤单的时候，神会与我们同在。
We believe that when we feel lonely, God will be with us.
我们相信我们哀哭的时候，神会安慰。
We believe that when we cry, God will give us comfort.
我们相信在绝望的时候，在神里面能够看到盼望。
And we believe that when we feel desperate in God, we can see hope.
这个就是正面的思维。
This is thinking positively.
好，我们先来看第一章的二十节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 20.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的。
For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, to the glory of God through us.
圣经里面有很多神的应许。
There are many promises of God in the Bible.
那这个应许就是神的恩典。
These promises are God's blessings.
他应许给我们智慧。
He promised us wisdom.
他应许给我们平安。
He promised us peace.
他应许看顾我们的需要。
He promised to look after our needs.
有很多的应许。
He has many promises.
在每一个困难里面。
In every difficulty.
我们如果可以找到一个神的应许。
If we can find one promise of God.
那个应许就是我们在困难当中的盼望。
This promise will be our hope in our difficulties.
哎呀，怎么让这个应许实现？
How can we allow this promise to come true?
我们就要抓着神的应许来到神的面前祈求神。
We must hold on to God's promise, come in front of God and ask Him.
所以很多的基督徒在信仰中有很多的体验。
So many Christians have many experiences with God in their faith.
这不是说他信仰没有困难。
This is not because this does not mean that they encounter no difficulties in their faith.
困难越大，挑战越大。
The greater the difficulty, the greater the challenge.
但是困难越大，神的荣耀越大。
But the greater the difficulty, God's glory is also greater.
因为越来越大的困难，当神的恩典显明，这就是神的荣耀。
Because when you are in great difficulties and God's grace come upon us, then this is God's glory.
所以主耶稣昨天、今天、明天永远活着。
So yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus lives.
因此我们在任何人生的困难当中。
So in every difficulties we face in our lives.
第一个，我们要跟着神来走。
First, we must follow the Lord.
看神要带领我们到哪里。
To see where God will guide us.
第二个。
Second.
我们要抓住神的应许。
We must hold on to God's promise.
这样在困难中，我们的心态就很正面，很积极。
Then in difficult situations, we can have the very positive thoughts.
所以后来以色列百姓真的进到迦南地。
And so at the end, the Israelites finally enter into the land of Canaan.
那我们就发现40年前他们所忧虑的完全都没有发生。
And we can see that what they had worried about 40 years prior did not come true.
那这么强高，城高马大，这么高的这个耶利哥是怎么倒的？
So how did they conquer the great city of Jericho?
也不是他们打倒的。
It is not by their own might.
他们就是照着神的指示，抬着约柜一天绕一圈。
They follow God's instructions and carry the Ark of the Covenant and circle the city.
然后第七天绕七圈。
On the seventh day, they circle the city seven times.
大叫一声，城就倒了。
And the great shout, the city walls fell down.
所以不是他们打倒的，是神让他倒。
So it is not that they conquered the city by themselves, but God allowed them to conquer the city.
所以当他们对神有信心，
so when they have faith toward God,
最大的困难都自己会倒下。
The greatest difficulties will fall down by themselves.
这是第一个，我们加勒看到他四十岁的心态。
And this is the first attitude we can observe in Caleb when he was 40 years old.
在困难中总是很正面。
That he is always positive even when he encounters difficult situations.
约书亚记十四章。
Let's turn to back to Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记的十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
第十节。
Verse 10。
自从神对摩西说这个话的时候，神照他应许我的，使我存活这45年。啊，在这里约勒提到哈，神对他借着摩西对他讲话是40岁啊，啊，人让他多活45年。
And when Moses spoke to Caleb, he was 40 years old, and then God kept him alive for 45 years.
我今天85岁。
So today I'm 85 years old.
好，然后十一节。
Verse 11,
我还是强壮，像摩西打发出去那一天一样。
And yet I'm as strong as the day that Moses sent me.
85岁的人哈，能够身体很强壮。
For 85 years old, person to be to have good health.
如果一个没有信仰的人
，For a person without faith,
他会怎么想
？What would they think？
这是因为我会保养。
You'll say that this is because I take care of myself.
这是因为我家庭里面啊，几代都是很基因都是很强壮的。
This is because I have generations of good genes in my family.
所以，人在做生日的时候都是在庆贺自己。
So when they have birthday celebrations, they're congratulating themselves.
但是加勒在85岁，他很清楚。
But at 85 years old, Caleb was very clear.
我多活45年，这是神让我活着。
That he lived for an extra 45 years because the Lord kept him alive.
每一天活着都是因为神让我们活着。
That every day that we are alive is because God allows us to be alive.
圣经里面说
，The Bible says,
我们所拜的神是超乎众人之上的神。
The God we worship is beyond all men.
他的能力、他的智慧、他的爱超过任何一个人。
His abilities, his wisdom, his love is beyond all of us.
所以他值得我们拜。
So he's worthy of our worship.
但是这一位神是冠乎众人之中的神。
But this God also transcends all of us.
冠乎众人之中 ，in all.
He's in all.
哦，也就是说，我们每一天会活着，心脏会跳，花会开花，啊，花草树木会活着，是因为神的能力冠乎在里面。
That every day when our heart beats, when the flowers bloom, this is because God's power is in all of us.
所以圣经里面在讲一个生意人很会做计划。
The Bible says that there was a businessman who was very good at planning.
我要搬到哪一个城做买卖得利。
He's planning where he should go to do trade to make money.
那这样有什么不对？
Is there anything wrong with this?
但是圣经的结论说这个人张狂夸口。
But the Bible says that this man boasts.
是这样是恶的。
This is an evil thought.
那这样计划有什么不对呢？
Why is it wrong to make such plans?
圣经说，你只能说主若愿意，我才可以活着。
The Bible says that you can only say if God allows me, then I can live.
哦，所以我们每一天可以活着，是因为主愿意，我们才可以活着。
So every day that we're alive is because God allows us to live.
也就是说，每一天活着都是神的恩典。
So every day that we live is God's grace.
如果我们把电关掉。
If we turn out the electricity,
所有的电灯都熄掉了。
All the lights will go out.
如果神把他的能力、把他的生命收回
，If God take back His power and His life,
这个世界就结束了。
This world will end.
所以我们每一天活着都是神的恩典。
So every day we live on this earth is a blessing from God.
我们先来看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
使你们与别人不同是谁呢？你们有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为何仿佛自夸不是领受的呢？
Verse 7. For who makes you differ from another, and what do you have that you did not receive?Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
这里告诉我们，我们所有一切都是从神领受的。
And here it says that everything we have received it from God.
所以我每一天活着需要有感恩的心。
So as we live every day, we must have a thankful heart.
感恩让我们的信仰变成非常的有力量。
If we can be thankful, then we can have strength in our faith.
因为当我们有感恩，我们的信仰就不是被勉强的。
If we know to give thanks, then our faith is not forced.
我们想要为神做事情，也不是被勉强。
If we want to work for God, this is also not forced.
所以加勒在85岁，我们可以看到他是满心感谢的。
And we can see that Caleb, at the age of 85, he was full of thanks.
好，我们现在来看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇的103篇。
Psalm 103.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。第三节
，Verse three，
他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。第四节
，Verse four，
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱跟慈悲为你的冠冕。第五节
，Verse five，
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Verse two。
Verse
2, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3, Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Verse 4, Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with a loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
当我们每一次在数算神的恩典。
So every time we count God's blessings,
我们的心就充满着感谢。
We are full of things in our hearts.
然后我们就充满着喜乐。
And then we can be filled with joy.
但是当我们忘记神的恩典，
But when we forget God's blessings,
我们的心就逐渐离开了神。
Our heart begins to depart from God.
所以数算神的恩典，有感恩的心，每一天活着都很喜乐。
So if we can count God's blessings and have a thankful heart, then we can live a joyful life.
我常常到一个地方去啊，有一个老弟兄现在已经八十几岁。
I often visited one place and there's an old brother who's already 80 some years old.
他每一次去，他都告诉我神的恩典。
So every time I visit him, he would tell me on God's blessings.
因为他大概中风三次。
He had a stroke about three times.
每一次都很严重。
Every time was very serious.
每一次他都向神祷告。
And every time he prayed to God.
神啊，求你啊，让在我身上能够荣耀你的名。
And he prayed to God, God, please allow me to glorify your name.
所以三次中风，三次都好起来。
So in these three times he had a great, big stroke. He recovered.
所以他每一天活着，他都觉得这是神给我的。
So every day he lived, he knew that his days were given by God.
每天活着都很感谢。
And every day he lived, he was full of thanks.
每天活着都很喜乐。
And every day he lived in joy.
所以加勒八十五岁的时候，他回想过去四十五年，这是神给我的。
So at the age of 85, Caleb thought back to the last 45 years, and he understood that God has gave him his life.
我们再来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
回来看约书亚记。
Let's turn back to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章。
Joshua 14.
十二节
，verse twelve，
十四章十二节
，chapter fourteen, verse twelve。
求你将神应许我这山给我，那里有亚纳族并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见的，或者照神应许是给我与我同在，我就把他们赶出去
了。Verse twelve. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said.
有时候我们在想什么叫做老。
So sometimes we think about what does it mean to be old?
最一般人最容易定义就是照年纪来。
And oftentimes people define being old by people's age.
所以这个中文叫敬老会。
So in Chinese, we said we are honoring the old.
那我们这里是七十岁。
And here we draw the line at 70 years old.
那有的是教会是六十五岁。
And some of the churches draw the line at 65.
那你到非洲去大概五十岁吧。
If you go to Africa, they will draw the line at 50.
你如果设七十岁敬老会，可能一个教会找不到一个。
If you only honor the elders who are over 70 years old in Africa, you might not find anyone.
那什么叫做老？
So what does it mean to be old?
难道老就是用年纪来分吗？
Is the age the only factor?
如果我们看约书亚在八十五岁的时候，
So if you look at Joshua when he was 85 years old,
他的目标还很清楚。
He was still very, very, very clear in his goal.
要打战。
He wants to fight.
那个亚纳族那个城请你给我。
Please give me the city of the Anakims.
我一 定要靠着神把它攻胜。
And with the, if the Lord wills, I will conquer the city.
所以一般我们常常会感觉到，人老就是都在讲过去的。
And sometimes we feel that when people are in their old age, they often only talk about the old times.
因为他没有未来可以讲。
They only speak of the past because they don't have a future to talk about.
这可能是定义老的一个方法。
This is maybe one way to talk about, to define old.
当一个人没有未来，只有过去，可能他四十岁他已经老了。
If a person only has the past and doesn't have a future, then maybe at the age of 40, they are already considered old.
但是当一个人对前面目标很清楚，这个人还是很年轻。
But if someone has a very, very clear goal for their future, this person is still young.
所以他八十五岁的时候，他目标很清楚。
At the age of 85, he still had a very clear goal.
是非常生活非常积极的一个人。
He was a very ambitious person.
八十五岁，他还想要打仗。
At age 85, he still wants to go into battle.
那十一节说，我还很强壮。
And verse 11 says, I am still strong.
我的力量跟四十岁一样。
I'm at the strength when, as when I was 40 years old.
那既然神给我还这么强壮，我一定要做一些事情。
So if God has given me the strength, then I should do something for God.
因为把迦南地这个外族全部都赶出去，来占领迦南地，这是神的旨意。
Because to cast out all the Gentiles in the land of Canaan, and to take over the land of Canaan was God's will.
所以这个让我们来思想，我们人生真正要努力的目标是什么
？So this leads us to think about what the goal that we strive for in our life truly is.
有的很多的人在退休以后还继续上班。
So for many people after they retire, they continue to work.
如果我们问他你为什么上班
？We ask them why do you still work?
他也不是为着钱。
They do not work for money.
因为钱他已经不缺了。
They have enough money already.
不缺为什么还在上班
？If they do not need the money, why do they still work?
一般有两个原因。
Usually there are two reasons.
第一个闲的没事情做。
First is there's nothing else better to do.
上班至少有事情做。
At least when I go to work, I still have something to do.
第二个至少有一个成就感，觉得自己有用。
The second is to at least have some sort of sense of accomplishment to feel still feel useful.
所以这个是一个人经济没有挂虑以后退休还在上班的原因。
But these are the reasons for some people to continue to work after they retire when they have no need of money.
但是对一个有信仰的人来说
，But for a person with a faith,
到底我们要努力什么
？What should we strive for？
好，我们现在来看十四节，十四章，约书亚记十四章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 14.
十三节。
Verse 13.
于是约书亚为鲁弗的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚纳族中最尊大的。于是国中太平，没有征战。这个地方讲哈，这个加勒真的就去攻打。
And here says that Caleb went and conquered.
就把亚纳族赶出去。
They chased away the Anakim.
所以国中太平，没有征战。
And the land had rest from war.
在迦南地的这个七族今天就是代表我们里面肉体里面这个恶的欲望。
The seven tribes and the land of Canaan represent the evil desires in our hearts.
所以带有肉体就带有罪性。
If because of we have a flesh, then we have sinful nature.
因此这个罪性占领在我们心里面，让我们没有办法完全来体会到神国实现那种滋味。
Because we have the sinful nature, we cannot completely experience God's kingdom on earth.
神的国实现就是公义、平安、喜乐。
The God's kingdom in us will be manifested with peace, joy, and righteousness.
公义就是没有罪。
So righteousness is without sin.
因为一切在神看都是对的。
Because everything are right in the eyes of God.
那有了公义，神同在就有平安。
So when we have righteousness and God abides with us, then we have peace.
有了公义，神充满就有喜乐。
If we have righteousness and God fills us, then we have joy.
但是有时候我们看我们日常的生活。
But if you see, look at our daily lives,
我们还是常常会生气。
Oftentimes we are still angered.
有时候我们还是对人怨不能解。
And sometimes we hold grudges against people.
所以这些就代表我们人还有罪性在里面。
So all these shows that we still have our sinful nature.
所以到底我们信仰要努力什么
？So what should we strive for in our faith?
就是要努力让靠着神的力量把这个罪拿掉。 成圣。
We should rely on God to remove the power of sin from us and to overcome.
那下面说国中太平没有征战。
And this, the end of this verse says, then the land had rest from war.
我们就真的能够享受很平安、很喜乐、神同在的生活。
Then we can truly enjoy peace and joy and abundance of God.
那这是指的我们本身。
Describes our own personal spiritual lives.
我们还需要一个目标。
We still need a goal.
就是我们家人的信仰。
And that is the faith of our family members.
要让他一起来承受迦南地。
To bring them and to enjoy this land of Canaan together.
所以如果我们想到我们自己的配偶，
So if we think about our spouse,
我们的父母，
our parents,
我们的孩子，
our children,
我们的亲戚，
our relatives,
我们都要带他们来信主。
We need to lead all of them to believe in God.
那我们的生活就变成非常的积极，因为有一个目标可以努力。
Then we will live a very ambitious life because we have a goal that we're working towards.
所以有时候为什么信仰好像没有力量
？So why is it that sometimes we feel like we lack strength in our faith?
因为已经没有目标。
Because we lost our direction.
但是如果设定目标，努力往前。
But if we set a goal and we press towards that goal,
我们就发现了信仰又重新有动力。
We can feel that our faith is again motivated.
体验就会增加。
We'll have more experience.
我们信仰越来越活泼。
We can have a more lively faith.
所以我们在加勒的身上
，So in Caleb,
可以看到三个生活形是心态。
We can see three attitudes of life.
这是我们大家可以学习的。
And these are the things that we can learn from.
第一个
，First,
在最困难环境中，他总是正面。
In the most difficult situation, he always stays positive.
第二个
，Second，
每一天的生活他都是感恩的。
In his daily lives, he always are full of thanks.
第三个，信仰很积极。
He had a very ambitious faith.
因为他有很清楚的目标。
Because he had a clear goal.
所以虽然八十五岁
，So even though he was 35 years old,
加勒还是很年轻。
Caleb was still young.
他活的人生很有价值，很有意义。
He lived a very meaningful and valuable life.
因为他是被神肯定的一个人。
Because he was affirmed by God.
是一个专心跟从主的人。
He was a man who wholeheartedly followed God.
好，那唱诗。
Let's sing him.
494首。
494.